What you doing? I'm your Otakutainer, the AC Stories, with this Otakutainment Reviews. I'm talking about Engine Quest, a one-shot manga by Seiji Bot. This is part one Orogens, which came out on December 25th, 2023 on the Onsoru Go website. It is 34 pages in total, but story-wise and extra pages-wise, there's a little bit of difference with that. Now, you may have noticed I said manga, even though this is very much like a manga. A manga is something, even before me reading this, I did not know much about, but I'm so glad I found out about it and it exists. So, a manga, M-A-N-A, capital A, think it's stylized for a reason, I'm not sure exactly what that is, and anything, this has inspired me to make a whole nother video just to cover what a manga actually is and look more into that. But for now, a manga, not exactly a manga, but it's more like East meets West when it comes to comics. You see a whole lot of influence from manga and inspiration from it, while also some Western comics and stuff like that you would see in, like, you know, kind of typical superhero-esque stereotypical comics, tropes like that. But as far as Engine goes, there's a whole lot more manga influence with a little sprinkle of Western comic stylizations in there. For the most part, the manga part of it is especially seen in the layout, the formatting, and even more specifically, it's very Shonen Jump. with all the extra stuff in it. It's like the title page is set up just like it. There, and another thing, there's a lot of different title pages. It makes it seem like this first part was meant to be put out in even smaller chunks, because it seems like every few pages, like every handful of pages, there's another title page looking page. And I'm all for it because the art is cool, but it did make me wonder how this was supposed to be rolled out in the first place. There's also an author page, like you would see in any kind of volume of manga, except for this author page is right at the beginning, which works because it gives you a bit about the background on the story, where it comes from, and maybe a little bit to get you in the mindset of how the story is going to go. But other little things are very manga-esque, especially Shonen Jump is. There's a page after the title page with the series logo. Always really cool to see that. There's also a page telling which direction to read. And then the little ones at the top of the page, it's these little details that are cool. There's also little notes at the top, bottom, in between the panels to explain terms. And all of it looks really clean, professional, and it's these little things that just are so satisfying. I don't know, maybe it's just the otaku part of me that is really like, these details nailed down pat. It's so good and looks good. I'm loving it. Story and art wise, there's obviously with this story a lot of inspiration from Dragon Ball. The art style is nostalgic. There's some spots where it's the intentional, like, hand sketch look, and then there's the rest of it that is the typical manga lines and how you would expect to see the art, but all of it is a unique tone with, like, obvious inspiration from Dragon Ball. There's also coloring that is really different than manga to set apart from that. Some of it still has the hand sketch or hand colored look to it, which goes back with just having this intentional tone. To me, that looks like it makes it more dramatic, like not really pop, but almost like, how do you describe it? Like a memory-esque or like almost a vision-esque, almost not necessarily dreamy, but like an intentional fog. Like, here's something to show you, but it's not the main focus yet, kind of thing. Does that make sense? I don't know. Anyways, the other really cool thing is there's color accents in the art that just really make certain things pop, and it draws your attention, obviously, but it's not anything that would be like super significant. It's like the fire from a spaceship, stuff like that, or just like seeing the energy techniques, which I'll get to more story stuff later. And it's just little things that really help it stand out. And I've seen this a little bit in other manga. This one does it a little bit more, which I like, because it's more consistency with it instead of just like, here's a random spot. This is something I would expect to see throughout the rest. And I'm not overdone, so it still has, like, it still feels a little special when it does pop up, even if it's not something like super big that it's doing it with. And then story-wise, trope-wise, the story looks like, even just from this first part, it's going to be a more classic and really goes back to like the Dragon Ball inspiration of like a male-female duo doing something kind of like the Goku and Bulma, or like you would see in so many other things like a Natsu Lutsi, stuff like that. There's just, it's a common thing that I feel like you don't see as much anymore, of just like male-female duo going about doing something. But with the art and this kind of pairing, like I said before, a lot of Dragon Ball inspiration, not bad things, just, man, it's nostalgic. You don't see stuff like this anymore. Now, before I go on any further, I am going to finally remember to do this. Spoiler alert, I'm about to really dig into this story because it's a good story. I like where it's going, even if it's just the start, and even if it's just a one-shot, which it feels like it's going to be, it should be so much bigger than a one-shot, but before you watch this, I would recommend reading this first part of the chapter first. Go to Onsorugo website, I'll leave a link, read it, then, you know, come back and see what I have to say about the story. So there's a lot to dig into in the beginning because it kind of jumps around of like prologue of lore, a beginning introduction, and then before it gets into the actual story. So first, there's just one page of lore. There's someone called Seijibot. Sounds familiar. Who is a supreme lord, and I guess just seems like a all-powerful god of the realms or something like that. Then there is a guardian, Orochi, that is able to seal away Seijibot, but notice there is a younger, more capable warrior that will replace as a guardian. Next, it moves on to a couple pages to open up the story, meeting the main protagonist, who is Akai, meeting elders, fighting a celestial guard, Gojo Jin. It has a very doomsday feeling to it, and this is where it goes back to like the coloring, because these pages are colored, and the kind of feeling I was getting from it that I apparently had kind of a bit of trouble explaining, but it's really cool and I like the feel of it. Now, the other thing in this, and it took me a couple read-throughs of these first few pages to really get what was going on for me, just because it's a one-shot and stuff is packed in it, and I don't think it's supposed to be too obvious anyways. There is an old man Akai kind of talks to, refers to, and I'm thinking it's Orochi, because Akai's like something about asking a name, and then a person's like, my name is, and then it cuts off. So there's something about, you know, getting weaker, because if this person is, or Jin is, Orochi, was not able to finish off this Golo Jin in one shot, so maybe getting weaker, and that's why it's referring to need a someone younger, more capable to replace as a guardian. Cool. Then it jumps to 7 rotations later, not sure what a rotation is equivalent to, because when the earth rotates, it's a day, a revelation's a year, time is different because this isn't Earth, so I'm not sure how much a rotation would equivalent to, but we probably don't really need it because they are at Sky Isle Gats in the upper realm, learning about Soluna, which seems to me like a combination of sun and moon, getting power, which we think would mean getting power from the sun and the moon. It's not totally explained what Soluna is. That seems like lore that would take a whole lot of lore dumping to get into, which probably isn't needed. It's some kind of power. But yeah, Akai is training with Orochi, some other man, one of those other elders. We get to see Akai cast number 7 of Soluna, and all we really see is explosion from it, but this is also more of where the coloring highlights comes in, which is really cool to see. And then after this, we get to see Akai is ready for the third trial to become a full soul caster. A djinn that's able to master Soluna. Again, more lore that we might need later, or if the story is expanded, we'll learn then. So this third trial is to go and receive the Trial Realm Tablet from the Mortal Plane, Soul Supo. It's supposed to be able to awaken dormant power in the holder and alter balance of the three realms. What the third realm is, we don't know yet. It's not introduced. Maybe later in the different part. We'll have to see. Now, cut to Islet of Wisdom with the three other elders just sitting around looking at a glass ball kind of thing. Just that on Akai. That's it. Go on to the next more. Akai is given an end craft. Kind of looks like a stereotypical flying saucer shape. Also, you know, just goes back to that, like, earlier manga style of how are we going to make these things look. Something very identifiable. Cool. Akai doesn't know how to fly it, though, so luckily it has autopilot. Now we jump to the Bali Force on Soul Supo. We see a couple weird critters, which I hope this is a constant. Something that's just constantly in the background, because I love little things like this. It just has a little charm to it. And I hope, well, we might see what they actually are, but also I'm fine never knowing what they are. They're just there, and it's nice. But that's not the main focus of why we jumped here. We also meet a Solar Knight engineer, Mala, looking for a battery core for the Soul Council. Kind of just really upset having to do this work at all. Then we jump back to Akai, who arrives, and at first is lost, but then has a stellar sense that points in the direction. So we cut back to Mala one last time to end this first part of the chapter, who is confronted by three goons or scouts. They really just like typical goons. So that's how it's going to end. And with my predictions, I'm thinking either it's going to be the typical, these three goons will capture Mala, take her away, and then we'll see Akai happen to stumble upon Mala and they will escape together. Or, well, I think actually might happen, because it'll be a lot cooler, is Mala fights them off because they're just whatever goons. Mala already seems like a badass, kind of has an attitude, and right when Mala finishes them up, Akai pops up and is like, oh, look at this, and then they go off together to do their respective missions. Battery core, which we don't know what it'll be. It might be the tablet that Akai's looking for, because coincidences work out like that. But yeah, that is the end of the first part. The only other thing about the story, and it goes more to lore and just try and guess what it's about, is everyone has bandages on their hands and arms, and Akai's warned not to take them off, but that's really the only instance anyone refers to them, and I don't know what they're there for, and I can't even guess. I guess they hold back some kind of power, maybe because they're djinn, not necessarily humans or people. Maybe the bandages is what holds their like djinnly presence in, contains it into like a human form. But I don't know why Akai would be warned about it unless there's something even more special that we don't know yet. That is it for me covering the actual story. I really like it. I'm really looking forward to what the second part's going to be. Hoping there's even more than the second part. I don't know how it can be a one shot in the first place if there's multiple parts, but that doesn't matter because I want more because I'm a greedy reader, especially when it's something I like. But there are just a couple more opinions that pop up after reading it. You can easily see the influence of both Japanese and American cartoon humor. There's a lot of humor in it that doesn't go overboard, not overused, but especially in Akai's faces, you see a lot of the like almost meme American cartoon face just like scrunched up and stuff like that. And then just kind of typical tropey Japanese humor that you would see sprinkled out in manga and anime. And then one other just random thing, there's an interesting use of bolding words, and I'm not sure why those either. If there is a reason, I missed it. It seems random to me, and maybe there is an importance I'm just missing. Or maybe it's just style-wise? I don't know. There's just random bolding of words that to me didn't seem significant, but maybe they are and I missed something. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see if anything happens in the later parts that would trigger some kind of aha moment when we get there. So, like I like to do with everything I read, I like to talk about the titles and where I think they come from. Even though I could probably look up stuff a lot more or just ask where the title comes from, but this is me hypothesizing. So, Engine. So djinn are the people of the upper realm. We think of djinns kind of like genies, that kind of stuff, but these look like humans for the most part. That's why I went back and was like, maybe the bandages are what's helping them maintain like a human form. But everyone has these, and we haven't met any like human people or anybody without bandages yet, so I can't say for sure what exactly djinn are, if they are these like kind of magical beasts. They do have powers, but are there other humans, or is this just like the people of this universe? That everyone's a djinn, it doesn't matter what humans are at all. But there's another part of it that's the inn part. I don't know what inn is supposed to mean. To me, when I first read it, and even when I first typed it out, I typed it out as end djinn, END djinn. Maybe it's put together like it's the last gen or the last guardian, but there's also the end craft, the little spaceship Kai takes, and I don't know what the end's supposed to be. An end in, I don't know. That's probably something I'm going to have to ask later about what that means, because I can't figure out what it would be. Well, and then quest, obviously, it's a quest Akai is doing right now for his third trial. And then the first part's title, Oro. When I first was reading it and see Oro, I'm like, oh, it's a surprise expression. But what would Oro Jin's be with a Z? Z, probably stylized, but Oro Jin's, a surprise Jin's? But then, because like I said, I had to go back to the first few pages and reread them just to make sure I got all the lore, and realized there's Oro Roji, and I was like, oh, Oro, maybe some kind of title, and so Oro Jin's, okay, so will Oro Akai be the next guardian? Is that what's going on here? I don't know, but yeah, first was just a surprise expression, Oro. But I don't know, it has something to do, I feel like it's just a title, and then Jin's, it's just looking for the next card now, I feel like, is what this part's doing, I guess, sure. So that is it for actually talking about this first part, because we need that second part. The second part is planned to be coming out on February 7th, 2024, so less than a month from when this is going out, but I don't know how many parts there's going to be. I kind of hope more than two parts. I can see how this will get wrapped up in the second part. But I can also see it going for at least three parts. Nah, maybe two parts. I don't know. Another question I have to ask. Like I said, I like to hypothesize before asking my questions. Just see if I'm right or not. But yeah, if you didn't read it yet and listen to this already and got the end, you can find the links to the chapter on Sorugo. Then really you should just check out everyone on Sorugo. It's a new place to just read these from. A lot of cool characters. I've looked through it. I haven't read anyone else yet, but all the stuff on there looking really cool. So go ahead and check that stuff out too. And hopefully I will get around to seeing more about what Mana is, so I can maybe make a video of that, because it's really interesting. It may take in and planning this video a lot longer, because I started diving more into what Mana is, because I like it. I like that it's not just saying English manga, because what is that? It's hard to say, and it's what I really commend on, because yeah, you really feel, this really feels like it could be Japanese manga for the most part. And then you have these other little instances where it's like, oh, this is very like a Western like influence coming in it too, just these little style things. So I like that it's not just English manga, it's a whole nother thing, something that really combines and does really well in combining this Eastern and Western comic format. So I really need to dive more into that, and you probably should too, even before I get to it. But one last thing, follow Seijibot on social media, Twitter, Instagram. I'll leave links to all of that too. I've been following, going through this process. It's been really cool to see. And there's, I mean, I already am a big fan of like seeing a manga process, comics process. One of my favorite series is Bakuman, which is all about making manga. So following along with this and just seeing, and just being really proud of Seiji and seeing all of this, it's been really cool to see. I'm looking forward to see what else. And even if it's beyond Jin Engine Quest, there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be coming from Seijibot on Sorugo, so be sure to follow all this stuff. But yeah, that's all I really have to say about Engine Quest for now. Second part comes out, I'm sure I'll have so much more to say. But yeah, if you want to talk more about it, leave comments, but also go, hey, read it, leave comments on Seijibot's chapter, social media, tell how much you like it. But besides that, if you do want to talk just more to me about it, you can also follow me on social media, social media at TheAC Stories. You can also email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or I have a Discord you can join. We can talk about all kinds of stuff there. But I also have a Ko-fi, a couple of supporters there that I would like to thank, Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to support me, I would greatly appreciate it. It's really cool if you do, but you don't have to. Either way. But yeah, that is it. If you like what I have to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to easily follow me here, go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, I have been your Talkutainer, The AC Stories. Thank you so much. Bye.